When she was growing up in a small town in Louisiana, Sarah Tillinghast dreamed of becoming a lawyer. That began to change when she volunteered to tutor grade school students.
I actually taught a young girl to read, and she is now a sophomore in college. And so looking back at it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she was in first grade and she was behind. And I went over and I volunteered and I taught her how to read over the course of that school year.
Today, Tillinghast, who is African-American, coordinates the Dream to Teach program in the Des Moines Public School District. The minority student population in Iowa's capital city is now more than 50% of the overall enrollment. And yet, only 6% of its teachers represent minority groups. Tillinghast is in the early days of striving to improve that number.
I think that students who show promise are not encouraged to become teachers. When I was a child, it was always, oh, you're so smart, you're such a hard worker. When you grow up, you're certainly going to be what, a doctor, a lawyer? Later on, they started saying, oh, well, maybe you can be an engineer or work with computers.
Tillinghast says teachers themselves deliver the message to bright, ambitious students of color, the profession does not pay well. Even now, she says, when she goes home and tells her former teacher she became one, they voice surprise. Eighth grader Josiah McGee hesitated when approached with the idea of joining Dream to Teach.
At first, I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be a teacher. But my mom convinced me to give it a try, and now I actually am thinking about becoming one.
In order to keep Josiah on track to achieve his goal of becoming a teacher, he will be watched over by mentors who will steadily check in to see about his grades and behavior. He'll go on field trips to the education departments of colleges and universities. He'll receive help in applying for scholarships and other financial aid packages. He'll have role models such as Tillinghast to follow.
If you're in a classroom or you're in a school building and the only person you see who looks like you is the janitor, then subconsciously, you may get this feeling that, well, the only thing that I can do is be a janitor. And we don't want our students to think that. We want them to know you can be a teacher. You can be an administrator.
This message has already gotten through to Josiah. He says he understands the importance of seeing more people who look like him at the front of the classroom.
A lot of us want to be basketball players. And you know why? Because we see a lot of black basketball players. So we think, oh, yeah, I can do this because the rest of our race is also doing it. So I think that if we had more black teachers, then maybe more black kids would want to be teachers.
Dream to Teach is in its first year in Des Moines, so it will be a while before anyone knows if it was a hit in bringing more minority teachers to the city's public schools. For now, Tillinghast, who until recently was a classroom math and science teacher, says she'll serve as a cheerleader for the teaching profession.
I love math. I bring my enthusiasm to the classroom. I love science. And if I can share that and spread that, then it really just makes my life worthwhile.
Tillinghast says she'll talk with the Dream to Teach kids about her personal aha moments from a life in teaching. Those times when a struggling student aces a test or a former pupil returns to say thanks. Those are her strongest arguments for becoming a teacher. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.